Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi.
I'm Christina Staffo.
Do you find yourself on Google very often?
Yeah, all the time.
Who doesn't, right? We search for things that we should. Sometimes we search for things maybe we shouldn't.
That's right.
That's why God invented the incognito tab, did he not? Yes. So Christina found this. This is an article mapping each state's most embarrassing Google searches.
It's a very interesting list.
Yeah, because people sit at work all day. They don't work anymore. They Google crazy things because they're looking for all kinds of stuff. So, all right, so we got tons of states here and tons of things. Let's start things off with Alabama.
This is very funny.
What does Alabama mean? Really? And casserole recipe.
But look, the analysis, Alabama is loosely translated as land of casseroles.
I've never heard
really?
That. Really? What does the word Alabama have to do with a casserole?
I'm not sure.
That's amazing.
That's hysterical.
See, again, we're entertaining and educating at the same time.
Listen to us, listener.
You're going to take that, you're going to go home, and you're going to tell your significant other that tonight. And you're going to go to work, and you're going to talk about it tomorrow. People are going to think you're a lunatic, but you're going to carry this information
but
forever.
But do you know what this is going to be good for?
What?
You know, it's like one of those like useless information things you have in your brain
yes.
when like you're in like a trivia
right.
at the bar or you're
That's
playing
right.
like a, you know, whatever.
That's right. When you get your own radio show and you have your own trivia contest with some snippy co-host, you will thank us because then you will win.
Did you just call me snippy?
No, I would never say that.
You pointed at me when you said it.
Just material for the show. Take it easy. Not snippy. Intelligent. Lovely, engaging,
right.
just the ultimate co-host, the best damn woman on the radio.
Oh, great.
Next up, Arkansas. Go ahead, tell us Arkansas.
All right, Arkansas, Lunchables. Is Obama Muslim?
Oh, please.
Okay.
They're still doing that down there. Come on.
Hotel California Chords.
Oh, I guess, you know. Everyone wants to play
that. Yeah, everyone wants to play Hotel
yes.
California. The lyrics as well. Hotel yep. California lyrics.
Well, if you're going to play it, you might as well sing it.
Oh, this is very funny. And there's two TV shows that are most Googled. 19 Kids and Counting.
Because that's where they come from.
And Toddlers and Tiaras.
Which is a great show.
Is
I
it?
Love that show.
Okay.
Oh, because these parents are so over the top. Because these little girls, they're like 5 years old or they're 2 years old. But they're aspiring beauty queens. They don't want to be there.
Those kids are going to grow up so messed
Just
up.
Just give them another sugar stick and make sure they behave when they're walking down the runway.
That's hysterical.
Oh, my God. California. How to vape?
How to vape? Okay.
Vaping is becoming huge. There's a mall right near my house that you go to. They have vaping kiosks now in
the mall. Do you know when vaping first came out, they were like, oh, yeah, it's so much safer than cigarettes, blah, blah, blah.
Sure
now
it
they're
is.
Saying it causes something called popcorn lung.
Yes. That's not
that
good.
Means.
That's like you go see Dr. Orville Redenbacher to take care of that. Carl's Jr., which is a huge fast food chain out in California. James Franco, the actor.
Ooh.
Really? Justin Bieber.
Oh,
really?
My fave.
Fantasy bowling. There's fantasy bowling?
Fantasy bowling?
I've done football. I've done baseball. I've never done fantasy bowling. A professional bowler could fall on me. I wouldn't know who the hell he is.
I got to be honest with you, though. That might make bowling more exciting for me if I had like a fantasy bowling league.
You're sitting there on the weekends watching the PBA tour at ESPN.
Hysterical.
Mexican costume.
Okay.
Asian costume.
Uh-huh.
L. Ron Hubbard in Scientology. That makes sense because of the whole Katie Holmes thing, whatever. Katie's still a nice person. Kim Kardashian and Paris Hilton.
Yeah, these little analysis, little notes on the bottom are so funny.
Go ahead.
It says, so awkward when another celebrity shows up at the same Halloween party wearing an identically racist Halloween costume.
Yes, that can really cramp your style and
That's
just ruin
hysterical.
Your evening. Colorado vape pen. Here
oh, there's
we go
the
again.
Vaping again.
Well, because this is, you know, marijuana city now. There's actually a town there, I think, called that.
Uh-huh.
Crocs, ooh,
Crocs,
the shoes.
Okay.
Crocs look like the most uncomfortable things that a human being could put on their feet.
You know, I saw a funny meme about Crocs
yeah.
that said if Monday were a shoe, it would be the Croc.
Good point. That's a perfect meme. Yes.
That's hysterical.
They're like these wooden Dutch shoes.
Well, they're not wooden. They're rubber. But
I know, but they look awful.
Your feet sweat in them. It's gross.
And sweaty feet are
Bleh.
Not always a bad thing. But anyway, men's rights and men's rights movement. Hey, you know what? Hail Colorado. More for the men.
Mm. Florida.
Florida, as I'm skipping around the pages here. Lunchables coupons.
Lunchables?
Do you know how expensive a Lunchable is?
Really?
There are kids in my kid's school that take a Lunchable every day. It's like
$4. Okay.
A day for a Lunchable? Come on.
Really?
Oh, and,
but
the
what do you get?
Size
you get
sucks.
You get the crackers, the little deli meats.
Yes.
You
but
get
not enough.
For lunch.
You get like a hint of a vegetable.
Oh, yeah.
There's like one smashed cherry tomato and that is it. And you get some like, you know, you get candy and you get some kind of like a box drink. It's ridiculous. And too much cheese. Home Shopping Network.
Oh, HSN in Florida is big. Well, HSN is out of Florida.
That's right. They're in Tampa. See, look at that. See, she knows everything. A Good Day to Die Hard, the 2014 movie.
Okay.
A tongue piercing. Big down in the Sunshine State.
All right.
And former NFL player Warren Sapp. Former player for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Interesting.
Still? Really? Warren's like old news. Georgia, how about this? Herpes.
Oh, in Georgia, I guess that's a big deal.
And then followed by the divorce lawyer, because I guess when the man comes home and gives you a heaping dose of the old herpes, and you realize it doesn't come from you, but it came from Jenny Jo, it's time to call the lawyer and set the wheels in motion.
Wait, keep reading.
Meth recipe. Because you know what? After he went to see Jenny Jo, he's trying to make some money on the side because he's got two women to pay for, so you start cooking meth.
And, the divorce lawyer, because that ain't cheap.
That's exactly right. See, he watches Breaking Bad. He understands these things. Here comes Honey Boo Boo. I am so sick of that show. Oh, my God. That
it's
show.
Still on?
No, but it's you can probably get the DVD or it's on Hulu or something. Mm. Athlete's foot.
She
gave you the herpes,
toe.
But you've got the athlete's foot. So this bed is now a Petri dish that you're sharing with the side dish. And will the South rise again, because any proud Georgian wants to secede from the Union.
This is so funny, this list.
This is really good.
Wow.
You found a really good thing
this
here.
This is hysterical.
Go ahead, give us Illinois.
All right. Jim Belushi. Okay.
Jim Belushi?
Why is Jim Belushi so popular in this state?
Jim's still alive, but John is the one people still think of.
Yeah, I'm kind of...
That's wrong.
Okay, so the Jerry Springer Show.
But it's taped in Connecticut now. I don't understand
that. Wait a minute.
It used to be done in Chicago, but no longer.
Well, maybe, you know, people are confused and they want to know if they could still go to a taping.
No, because the average Jerry Springer watcher is just so damn intelligent.
That's true.
They know these things.
Uh-huh. Okay, so Carly Rae Jepsen is also a top Google search in this state.
Really?
And also, is WWE fake? Okay, listen to me. I'm just going to spread some information out there.
Tell us.
It is like the male, it's the male version of a soap opera. The storylines are obviously not real, but what they're doing is real.
The moves are real.
The moves are real. These people have to be have to have some athletic talent. They're putting their bodies on the line.
And
there's
you
so
would
many
know this.
Top.
You know this because you were trained with some of these moves, correct?
I was.
Yes.
Years ago, I went to a wrestling school for a little while with a friend who ran a wrestling school, and he taught me, you know, the basics, and it is not easy.
Wow.
So is WWE fake?
Yes.
And no.
Well,
yes and no.
The outcome is already known.
Right.
But the athletic moves, the style, the grace, the artistry is just so real, right?
You're saying that with sarcasm in your voice?
No.
I'm not sure that I appreciate it.
Okay. Because she can beat me up. That's why.
I want you to have this attitude on when we finally have a wrestler on the show for an interview.
Is he on the phone? On the phone, I will.
Right,
in
of course.
Studio? No, no, no.
Probably not.
On the phone, I got those phone muscles anyway.
Okay, Indiana.
How big is average? You know, there's a question that comes up in any relationship.
There it is.
There comes a point.
There it is.
Where you got to finally say, is everything working out for you? And it's going to come out, you know.
Man.
And all right, you know, we can't get too descriptive. Let's just, there's got to be a number. What do you think that number is? What is average?
I don't know. It depends on the person, I guess, right?
Person? No, it depends on everybody together. It's just, one person is one subset from this giant human pool of sizes.
Because I'm sure that there are people that are above and below average.
Nine.
Who are terrible at what they do.
12.
And there are people that are above and below average that are great at what they do. It depends on the person.
Been on an occasional internet video, 14, so... Wow. My goodness. That person should be in a zoo. Wow.
Oh, man.
All right.
Oh, wait.
Seven and proud of it.
Please,
anyway.
Please keep reading the Indiana list.
Oh,
please.
Here we go. Arby's, Jared Fogle. Well, we know where he is right now. Cell block D. Where is Syria? Where is Africa?
Where is Africa?
Mm. Why would you want to know that? And how about this? Free tattoo ideas.
That's amazing.
A free tattoo is probably not a good tattoo. You know, you don't go up to the guy doing it out of his garage.
That's so funny.
And here's a good one. We see where we're going in Indiana. White civil rights. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, thank you.
Buy your sheet and get in line now. Next up, Kansas. Terrible. Fred Phelps. Oh, well, Fred Phelps, isn't he the guy, the Westboro Baptist Church? I think that's
who that is.
Those are the people that protest at fallen soldiers' funerals, and they say some really nasty, disgusting things about certain members of society.
Okay.
They're a bunch of wackadoodles.
Okay.
And the Expendables 3.
Okay.
Wait, when the hell did that come out? Why are people still concerned with this? My God. All right.
Kentucky.
Scabbies. What's a scabby?
I'm not sure. Isn't a scab
like a skin tag?
No. Isn't a scab a person like when there's a union that's picketing the people that go to that cross the picket line
look
to work?
You. See that? I can always depend on you for this. Yes, it's somebody who crosses a picket line.
Okay.
Creed. All right. Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray? What about Miley?
Oh, wait. This next one's hysterical.
And is Obama the Antichrist? You see that heavy? You see these big red states kicking in. Wow. You know,
do people actually Google this stuff? Like, who Googles, is Obama the Antichrist?
And do they? What's the answer they expect to find out?
Yes, he is.
It was documented January 4th, 1978, that Barack Obama is, in fact, the Antichrist.
All right.
This is a scary country we live in.
This really is.
But we love all the stations that we're on.
But we love all of you.
We love all of you, because without you, there would not be us.
There would be no us.
We're coming up on a break. Stay with us. You know, we're going to come back and do more of these. I'm Ed Kalecki along with Christina Staffo, and this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harris with you. Did you know that Teflon-coated and other non-stick cookware are believed to be toxic to humans? The Environmental Working Group found that in the 2 to 5 minutes that Teflon pans are heated on a stove, the coating breaks apart and releases at least 6 toxic gases, including 2 carcinogens. The lungs of exposed birds have been known to hemorrhage and fill up with fluid, leading to suffocation, according to Natural News. For us, it's called polymer fume fever and is said to be a temporary flu-like symptom. Additionally, when Teflon pans get scratched during cooking, small amounts of Teflon and leached aluminum adhere to food and become ingested. So how serious is this? Well, in a 2006 John Hopkins Medical Center test, these chemicals were present in the umbilical cord blood of 99% of the 300 infants tested. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Stated simply, money only comes from 2 sources. First, you can trade time for money.
For many people, this is the only source of money. Unfortunately, they never get ahead.
And they will be destined to scrape by once they are unable to trade time for a paycheck.
Second, you can make money from your money. Instead of working for money, put money to work for you.
It's how most wealthy people got rich. How do you get started?
Understand this idea. What you make matters much less than what you keep. You can't always control your earnings. However, you are in full control of your spending.
The key to getting started on the road to riches is saving money month after month. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
If you're adding precious metals to your portfolio, then call Augusta Precious Metals, a leader in gold and silver sales for over 40 years. Call Augusta now at 855-858-5805. 855-858-5805.